Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Okay, so I work out in two places. All right, maybe three. Right? So one is definitely the gym. Mine is Equinox. Yay, Equinox. And then the next one is the outdoors when I'm walking my beloved German Shepherd or running outdoors or biking and having a wonderful time. And the other one is at home. Soon we're going to be getting a big load of snow. And guess what? I'm going to be stuck home a little bit here while things sort themselves out outside. So a lot of people say to themselves, should I be working out at home or the gym? I mean, what's the difference? And, you know, why should I be even considering either one? What's up with that? So we have our go-to fitness professional, Liz Cora. Yay, Liz, who is certified in just about everything. So I'm not even going to go down the laundry list. I'd probably, you know, have to hit another birthday to do it. And Liz, we need you to help us understand, what is the difference between working out at home and the gym? Because I know you love both, and you know, you're also one of my instructors, and so you and I see each other at Equinox all the time, but what about the home thing too?
Well, it's funny because I've seen the most success in my own fitness routine when I've committed to the gym, but I've used my home workouts as a backup. So there are definitely some advantages and lots of disadvantages of both of them. I think it's about finding balance. Like you said, you work out at two, three places, and it's finding out the place that really works for you. So I've come up with a little list today of some advantages and some disadvantages that I'd like to share with everybody.
Okay, go for it.
So I think I'll start with the advantages. And the advantage of going to the gym is, number one, motivation. When you go to the gym, you're there, there are lots of people, everybody's there for a common reason, the energy, the music, the atmosphere. It's really hard to not be inspired when you go to a place like Equinox where everybody is working out and we're there for a common mission and the energy is great. The second advantage of the gym is the equipment. When you belong to a health club, you're going to get the state-of-the-art equipment that's clean and maintained. State of the art, I think I already said that. And you're going to get a lot more variety with your equipment than you would in your own home gym. And then the last thing about the advantage for a health club is options. So usually when you go to any major health club, there's going to be an option for you to do so many different things at once. So for example, if you were to come to Equinox at 9:45 in the morning or 6 o'clock at night, you could cycle, you can take Pilates or yoga, or do a main studio class, or work with a trainer, or hit the treadmill. There's something for everybody. There's something that's going to serve you at any time of the day, whatever you need. Then on the flip side, the advantages of home are convenience. You never have to leave. You never have to leave your house. So you and I are in that predicament for this weekend in the D.C. area, where I will be using my home workout this weekend. I already got it planned. I know what I'm doing on Saturday, and you don't have to leave. You can wear whatever you want, even if your clothes don't match. Throw your hair up, throw your shoes on, turn your music on, and be silly, and just have a lot of fun. Your home, you know, it's available whenever you need it. You can get your workout on whenever you want to, and you don't have to be restricted by the hours of your club.
Well, you know, and then the other thing is that I like just having the home thing, you know, as an option, a backup. You know, if I'm really time constrained, you know, because it does take time to get to the gym and all the rest of it, then, you know, you're right. I put on my totally mismatched outfit. That would scare anyone at the gym. I'm not even kidding you. Possibly terrify them, you know, and you could look like heck and nobody care. Just throw your hair up and whatever. And then you just do your thing and crank up music like you've never heard. And just, you know, you can kind of control all that. But you know what I love when I go over to, Equinox, and I take your classes, for instance, is that, it's fun. I'm with other people. I'm hanging out. I'm having a good time.
Totally.
It's also, you know, it kind of juices you up a little bit. Sometimes you even get a little competitive. It's like, wait a minute, you know, she could do that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
can do that too. You know, you get, you know, just kind of, you know, get it on and have
yeah.
some fun. And I've also heard a lot of new music. And so I'm always, you know, Shazamming it and finding out, you know, what kind of hot music's out there that'll get me going for my home workouts or for my running outdoors. So I don't see it as an either, you know, in either situation. I see it as both. I see it mm-hmm. as a balance. Don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. There is a community and there's a camaraderie that happens at the gym. You see the same people at the same time, or you're in a class and there's a little smack talk going on and everybody's trying, you know, a cycle class, you're beating your distance, music is great. And to that point, you know, there's that saying that we're our own worst critic. But on the flip side, we're also the one who cuts ourselves the most slack. So if you're doing a workout at home, you may say, oh, I'm tired, I did so much. Or for me, I'm a mom of three. And so I may be working at home and I see goldfish crackers under the couch. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go clean up now. And, you know, oh, I did enough. That's enough. When you may have not pushed yourself. So when you go to a health club or you take a class or a trainer, or you're even on the floor doing your own thing, you're going to hear things that will resonate with you to help you push further and be better than you would if you were at home doing your own workout. Things that are really
well. It also brings out one other thing. And that is feedback. You know, what I worry about with a lot of people at home is, do they have good form? Do they
right.
really, are they really doing what they're supposed to be doing correctly? I mean, it's one thing to kind of watch a DVD or, you know, some kind of an exercise channel and all that stuff. But really, you're not getting feedback from the fitness person. So when I talk to someone, I always make sure that if they're going to be doing something at home, that's at some point, you know, they've intersected with a fitness professional to be able to get feedback on their form. It's so
Absolutely.
Terribly. Don't you think so?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's an amazing point. That was actually one of my points, Dr. Peak, was that anybody can pop in a DVD or you can pop in any workout program that you love. But if you happen to have an injury, your lower back, or you've never even done a squat before, you've never done a push-up, how do you know if you're not doing it right? How do you know if you're getting the maximum benefit from the exercise? So absolutely, I think that everybody should. And it's funny because a lot of the DVDs that you'll play will say, consult with a professional before you continue with this program. So
right. And well, you know, the other thing that it helps when you're working out at home, I've always found, is that even if you just have to kind of whip it out from the corner, get a mirror. You know, a mirror really, really helps, because when you're looking at form, when you're looking at your body, you know, it's so funny. We tell everyone to do planks, right? And
mm-hmm.
Many people don't realize that their little feminine behind is like
yeah.
making a V for the ceiling, and you don't even know it. And then you look in the mirror and you're horrified. It's like, oh my God, I don't look like I'm flat. I look like a V, upside
no,
down V.
No, I totally. You know? I've corrected a lot of those this morning. In my classes, and same goes with squats, pushing into your toes, but you didn't know. I mean, there's definitely with the mirror. I agree with you a lot. I agree with you.
I think that's fantastic. Everyone, we've been talking to Liz Cora, and her website is LIZCORAH.com. She is a fitness professional par excellence. She also happens to be my fitness professional at Equinox Health Club. She's awesome, awesome, awesome. And so she is our regular go-to expert on all things get your feminine butt up and moving. Thank you, Liz, for being on her radio again. I'm Dr. Pam Peak. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you got a question for us, shoot it on over to Ask Her at RadioMD.com, and stay well.